in general, that Isru Chag has the personality in some sense of the Chag. As the Pasuk says, Isru Chag Vavosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, that literally it's as if the Chag were tied, with thick cords, Vavotim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, which is such a central motif of every single holiday, in terms of the special korbanos, the musafin that are offered on that holiday, and in particular on Shavuos, where we have the Korban Musaf and also the Korban Shtei HaLechem, and the special relationship between those two different Korbanos, slightly different. One of them has two cows and one aisle, the other one has one cow and two rams. But be that as it may, today is really a day of an extension of Shavuos. And as such, we think about the idea that on Shavuos, we distinguished ourselves from the nations. We attempt to Yuli, Mamlachas Kohanim v'goy kadosh v'isem li segula mikol ha'amim, that we were set apart. So the mizmor that we have today, actually just want to talk about it, the very beginning of it, because it's the Tnei Korach, the sons of Korach, who were, again, the Gemara Bava Basra says they were one of the 10 primary authors of Sefer Tehillim. Lamdatzeach al shoshanim li Tnei Korach maskil shir yedidos. Rachash libi devar tov amarani masai lamelech Lishoni eight sofer mahir. So the Bnei Korach sang this song, and they were said Rachash libi dvar tov. They had like this irrepressible sentiment where they wanted to share something good about how their maasim were directed lamelech, that they were committed to Hashem. And the term which is used here, which is probably some kind of a musical instrument, the shoshanim. There's a beautiful midrash that expands on this. Amar Rabbi Pinchas kol misha roa osam omer kotzim heim. Anybody who would look at them would not see them as roses, the sons of Korach, but would say that they were thorns. Lama shahayu im hakotzim, because they were with thorns, right? They were the sons of Korach, and they were around the rebels. And yet, as we know, the pasuk says, uvenei Korach lo mesu, that they saved themselves. They were able to express their own bechira, their own agency, their own choices, and they were able to separate themselves from the thorns and to distinguish themselves as indeed the roses. And it's noteworthy that in Shir HaShirim, that's the way the Jewish people in its entirety is described. Kishoshana ben hachochim kein rayati ben habanot, that we are like the roses amongst the thorns. As we suffer amongst the nations, we are still like roses unto Hashem. So in this way, Bnei Korach are kind of a microcosm for the Jewish people. And that no matter, how exactly it is that people behave, and we're seeing such troubling things going on right now, and that, we understand very well the frustration and certainly the rage that people are feeling right now. And yet we know that there's a way to, communicate frustration. Within our tradition, within our legal tradition, within our framework. So be that as it may, it's a very important time, as Isru Chag is suffused with the charisma of Shavuos, a day that we mark our separation from the rest of the nations, v'isam li segula mikol hamim, to have this idea of the Bnei Korach. The Bnei Korach didn't just go along with the flow. They didn't just get carried away with what it was the mob was doing at that time. They were able to separate themselves from the Kotzim, and that's why they are the Shoshanim. And we all have the capacity, we'll talk about this a little bit later in Pirkei Avos tonight, we all have the capacity to express our Bechira, our ability and capacity to choose the right path. And Bnei Korach represent that, and that's why they were saved, Bnei Korach Lomesu. And we all have that capacity, and part of that capacity, of course, is a reflection of our singularity amongst the nations, v'isem li segula mikol ha'amim, to think along different lines, to make choices that are reflective of our commitments that we made at Sinai, and commitments that continue until this very day.